Star of the Seas into the All-Star Mile. Do you give him a hope?
He's just such an honest horse, I suppose. We'd sort of, I did say it was D-Day for him, but he certainly delivered today. He was really strong. He was probably there to be beaten by 50 stars the last 30 or 40 yards. Probably had fitness on that horse. I just think these two mares are going to dominate the race.
Would have been nice to have a horse like Buffalo River in there and ensure a decent speed. Dino, did you envisage Buffalo River racing like that?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I thought Damien Oliver might be the one to fire him up, but it was Michael Walker and Craig Williams that had that idea. They could all read the playbook because Craig's ridden him as well. He's got a flaw in his makeup, and that is that he doesn't pace himself very well when he gets fired up, and that's what happened today. And Jamie Carr was literally a passenger from about the 1200 to the home turn. She was doing her best to rate him, but once he's off and running, he's a runaway train.
And Best of Days was also a victim, wasn't he? Therefore, you know, he wasn't flash away, and then he's not a horse who chases like that.
Tried to slot in about three pairs back, Ollie. Couldn't get in, so he ended up taking it up and going around and made the best of an awkward situation. But 50 stars was under the whip at the 600, and he's all but won the race. So it was a really hard race, and that's exactly how it was last year for 50 stars in the Blamey before he won the Australian Cup. So I don't know if the All-Star Mile winner comes out of this, but the Australian Cup winner might have.
I was just about to say that, and it's a good repeaters race, isn't it, Dean? And it's a thin race this year. He's just ready to pounce for back. He won it last year, didn't he? 50 stars, he won the Australian Cup, just the Blamey?
He beat Regal Power, didn't he?
Yeah, he beat Regal Power. He'll win it again, won't he?
Yeah, I'm hoping you're right, Matty.